to all. Today's officer Yerushalmi Arla Daf Tes Vav, and we are starting Yud Dalet Amud Beis about 5 lines up from the bottom with the quote from the Mishnah. Amr Bishua Shamati V'chulu, and Vilnitzer Staff. It's on Ches Amud Alpha, about a third of the way into the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Bishua in the Mishnah had said Shamati, I heard the Sraf, which is sap that comes from the leaves or roots of an Arla tree, is not Aser, but if it comes from Pagin, unripe fruit, then it is Aser. So the Gemara tells us Reb Pindas and Reb Yesi say Bishim Reb Yechanan, Reb Shimon Reb Yeshua Shneim Amr Davar Echad, Reb Shimon Reb Yeshua. Both say the same exact thing. We know Rabbi Yeshua holds, he just told us, and Taman Taninin over there we learned in Mishnah, this is Mesechah Shvias, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein l'ktav Shvias, v'pnei ein pri, the ktav, sap from a tree, does not have a din of Shemitah because it's not considered a fruit. And so they're clearly holding the same thing. However, the Gemara asks on this right away, Tesvav Amad Alpha on the top, Amar Rabzair Lar Pedas, Rabzair Asr Pedas, how could you say that they're saying the same exact thing? Kemadet Tamar Taman, Halacha Kreb Shemin, Halacha Kreb Yeshua. Shouldn't we also say that Halacha over there is like Kreb Shemin because Halacha here is like Rabbi Yeshua? Meaning we know that Halacha over there is not like Reb Shimon, but the halacha over here is like Reb Yeshua. And if they're saying the same exact thing, then the halacha should be like Reb Shimon. And Amar Rabbeinu continues asking on this, Vidam Yehila Chol Davar, that's the proper girsa. Are they comparable in all ways? Is the sap of an Arla tree compared to the sap of a Shemitah tree? No. Ketaf Batal Aydei Sarfai. Sap from an Arla tree doesn't have a din of Arla because it's batal to the tree itself. Since the tree itself is nothing, it's only the fruit that's usher because of Arla, so the sap which comes from a tree also doesn't have a problem. Now we have to add into the girsa that Elin ain't a batal agave sarfai. This meaning when we're talking about Shemitah, it's not batal to the tree. And how do we know this? Because Eichle Behema Kedusha Shviyas Chala Alehen. Animal food has Kedusha Shviyas on it. Even though it's not edible by humans, still has a din of Kedusha Shviyas. Whereas in Kedusha's Arla Chala Alehen, there's no Isser of Arla on animal food. So we clearly see the Shemitah and Arla have separate dinim. And here we see from yet another way that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua aren't saying the same exact thing. And Amar Rav Bon tells us, Isla Chayri, you have another proof that they're not saying the same thing. Rabbi Yeshua Amra Shmua. Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Garmei Amra. Rabbi Yeshua, he said a Shmua. He said that he heard this din from his Rabbanim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon had said this in the name of himself. He didn't quote anyone saying this. And since he came after Rabbi Yeshua, he should have used the same Lashon as well. Shamati, I heard this in the name of someone else, either in the name of Rabbi Yeshua or in the name of Rabbi Yeshua's Rebbeim, whomever Rabbi Yeshua was quoting. And since he didn't say that, he was just proposing this as his own opinion. It must be that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon are not saying the same thing. And now the Gemara asks a question, Lama, why is this? Sraf pri or pagan pri? And this is once again regarding Rabbi Shua's memra, the one who makes cheese with sraf of pagim, it's aser mishum shehu pri. That was Lashon Yud. And the question is, what's the reason? Is it because the sraf itself is pri? That's what the Gemara is asking, sraf pri? Or is it because that with Arla, one is not allowed to derive benefit from it, and even though the sraf isn't pri, it's still called getting hana from the pri, because the sraf comes from the pri. And that's what the second part of Lashon is, pagan pri. Namely, the pagan, the fruit itself, is considered a pri, and the sraf is not, but still one is not allowed to derive benefit from the sraf because it's considered deriving benefit from the pri itself. And we continue with this, in tamer sraf pri, if you want to say the sraf itself is considered a pri, also kain betruma, usser, that's the proper girsa. If a person did this with truma, it would be usser because it's considered like truma itself. Whereas in tamer pagan pri, if you want to say that just the fruit is pri, but the sraf is not pri, also kain betruma, mutter. If he did this with truma, the cheese would be mutter. Lama, why is that? Shanayas truma mutares, banayas arla, asura. Deriving benefit from truma is mutter, and deriving benefit from arla is usser. Now, even though we know deriving direct benefit from truma is usser, this is not direct benefit. This is just taking sraf from fruit that was truma, and the sraf curdled the milk into cheese. But again, if we're saying that the sraf itself is not problematic, it's just the fact that it comes from truma, so in this case the cheese would be mutter and would not be considered truma. Continue to explain our mission. We had said ankukalais v'chartzanim. So now we discuss what exactly these ankukalais are. Reb Ze'era v'chad min rabbanin say b'shem rav anavim shalaku ad shaloi heviu shlish. These are grapes that got ruined before they grew a third. Now Amar b'yes rabbon afilu laku misheviu shlish. It's even that they got struck once they grew a third. And Amar b'chibra ata he explains what exactly is his word on kukulais, lashon nitrikun hu. It's a nitrikun. It's a shortened version of the following words, anavim delaki tlatehain. Grapes, they got struck, they got ruined at a third of their growth. And there's multiple ways of understanding this, but according to one understanding, this could go according to either pshat that we had before, either that they're grapes that got ruined before they hit a third, or that they're grapes that got ruined after they hit a third. Either which way, we can understand this word on kukulais as anavim delaki tlatehain. And continue to explain. Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi had said, Noitin Yichur v'chulu, that one is allowed to plant a young branch of Arla, because there's nothing wrong with the branch itself, only with the fruits that come out, but one is not to plant a nut of Arla, because the nut itself is Asur, so you can't plant it. Now Rabbi Yechon says, Avar v'nata mutar. Let's say he was Ivor, and he planted the nut of Arla. That which grows from it is permitted, because bottom line, the nut disintegrates in the ground, and this is something brand new that's coming out. So even though l'chatchilo he's not allowed to plant it, but the Yavid, once he did, what grows from it is completely mutter. However, tasvavon beis atap avar v'hirkiv aser. If he was ivor and he was markiv, he grafted these chafiniyos that we had mentioned all the way at the end of the Mishnah. That which grows continues to be aser. Onto something similar, egos shel arla shenatoi, a nut of arla that was planted, v'chein beitzas avodah zara, also an egg which has the status of avodah zara, shenasas efroyach, that hatched into a little chick. Rav Chagai says b'shem Rav Yosha, ispalgun chizki v'kahana. There's a machlokes chizki and kahana about this. Kahana amar muteres. Kahana says that both of these things are mutter because they're something brand new. The nut grows into a tree, so it's a new thing. It's not the nut anymore. And this afroyach, this little chick, is something different. It's not an egg anymore. It's a real live animal, and therefore it's mutter. Whereas Chizki Amar Asura, Chizki says Asur, because this is called getting Hana from Avodah Zarah or Arla, and that's why it's still Asur. Now the Gemara asks, Aldaiti Chizki, according to Chizki, Heich Efshar LeBeitzes Avodah Zarah Shenasas Efroyach. How is it possible to have an egg of Avodah Zarah become an Efroyach? In other words, how is it possible to have an egg which is Avodah Zarah? We know that the only way for something to become Avodah Zarah is if it's changed from its current state. Just having it exactly as it is can't turn into Avodah Zarah. And so we further explore, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to? If you want to say that he did something and changed the egg, in kind of freyach, so you can't have something hatch out of it, because if he broke the egg in order to serve it as Avodah Zarah, well now obviously it's not going to hatch. And if you put it with inside the mechitzas of Avodah Zarah, if you put something in this area of Avodah Zarah, it's considered like the krevis of Avodah Zarah, like you're bringing it as a carbon, and you're serving the Avodah Zarah that way, and so you want to say that's how this egg became Asur. Well, Esachami, come and see, the ilu ishtachva la loy Asura, even if you would have bowed down to the egg, it wouldn't have Asured it. And Meshachnis lefnim and akinkalin Asura, you want to say that you Asured it now that you put it within this area and tried to use it as the crevice of Avodah Zarah. Bowing down to it itself is not going to Asur it. So, of course, just putting it within the proximity of Avodah Zarah, trying to use it as the crevice of Avodah Zarah is not going to Asur it. So, how is it that we have an egg which was Asur because of Avodah Zarah that subsequently hatched? The Chizki could say, okay, this little chick is considered Avodah Zarah. So, I'm reviewed in Avodah Rav Matanya, Tifta, we could explain as follows. Shogadar ba Avodah Zarah. He used it as a fence for Avodah Zarah. Namely, there's some sort of fence or partition that was being used to serve Avodah Zarah, and there was a hole in it, and he took this egg and put it in there to plug up the hole, and now it's part of the mechitza, which is definitely serving Avodah Zarah, so the egg itself is also Asur. Now, once we're on the topic of Asur eggs hatching, we continue. Beitzas Hektish, Shinasas Efroyach. Let's say we have an egg, which is Hektish, and it became a chick, it hatched. Rav Yasa, Rav Yasa tells us, Pligi ba Kahana of Rabbi Yechanon. Kahana Rabbi Yechanon argue about this. Kahana Amar Asura, Rabbi Yechanon Amar Muteres. Kahana says it's Asur, and Rabbi Yechanon says it's Mutter. And Amar Zeir Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Zeir told Rabbi Yasi, Har Rabbi Yechanon Amar Muteres. That which Rabbi Yechanon says that it's Mutter, of who Pai de Isa Bizman Zara. He also holds that one has to redeem it for the value it was when it was seed. In other words, Rabbi Zeir is telling us that Rabbi Yechanon doesn't hold it's 100% Mutter and it's not considered Hektish. It's definitely Hektish, he just has to be Pai de it and then it's considered Mutter. Now, what does it mean he has to be Pai de Bizman Zara? The value was at the time it was a seed. So this is really a borrowed term from Mishnah Maseches Trumas that tells us if a person plants Hektish, whatever grows is not considered Hektish. However, he has to redeem it for the value it was worth when it was planted, which is obviously much less than it's worth now because now it's a fully grown plant and when he planted it, it was just seed. And so it's the same thing with this egg. Once it hatches, it's mutter only if he's pied it, but for the value it was when it was an egg. Reb Chanina, Reb Yoina, Reb Lazar, they all say b'shem kahana, pied the isab is man zara, that he has to redeem it for the value it was when it was a seed, meaning when it was an egg. Now Reb Chananya says b'shem Reb Pinchas, mitaknasa, we have to fix this up. This doesn't make sense. We just said before that Reb Yochanan and Kahana argue about this. Kahana says it's aser and Reb Yochanan says mutter, but then we just quoted both of them saying the same exact thing, pied the isab is man zara. So what does that mean that they're arguing? And so here's the fixed up version. Kahana amar asura, Kahana says that this egg that hatched is aser upay da isa kamay shehi, and the only way to take it out of its stage of iser, meaning the way to take it out of its state of hektish, is if he's paid it, he redeems it for its current value, the value of a cute fluffy little chick. Whereas Rabbi Yechon amar Rabbi Yechon says muteres, it's mutter upay da isa bisman zara, he just has to be paid it the value it was when it was seed, again meaning when it was an egg, which is much less than it's currently worth. And that's our machlokes. How much does he have to be paid it for? Mazdar finishing the first parak of Maseches Arla, just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Maseches together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning parak Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.